Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagat Samsare Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagat Samsare Patita pavana hetu tava avatara Masama patita prabhu na paibeyara Ha ha prabhu nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kana Karo Ami Bada Dukhi Daya karo sita pati Advaita gosai Tava kripa bale pai Chaitanya nitai Ha swarup sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Pata Juga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanatha Daya kara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasam Ramachandra Sangamage Naratamadasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Tama bina ke dayalu jagata samsare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivraja Kacharya, Asta Tarsa Tashi Shimad is Divine Grace, Shil Prabhupada Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Samavita Bhakta Rinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees, all glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Garanga. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So Hare Krishna, today we're reading Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter, Madhya Lila chapter 23, whatever it's entitled. Text 58 and 59. Huh? Advanced ecstasies. This ultimate goal of life? What is it? Chapter 23? Ultimate goal of life? Huh? Krishna Prem, yes. Yeah, but the chapter title. Oma jnana timarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam jaina tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobishtam stapitam jaina bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam datati swapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishcharne Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Okay. Text 58. Ariruda Mahabhava Duita Prakar. Ariruda Mahabhava Duita Prakar. Samboge Madana Virahe Mohana Namatar Samboge Madana Virahe Mohana Namatar Adiruddha Mahabhava Duita Prakar Samboge Madana Virahe Mohana Namatar Samboge Madana Virahe Mohan Vinamatar Adiruddha Mahabhava Duita Prakar Samboge Madana Virahe Namahana Namata. Anybody else? Adi Ruda Mahabhava Duita Praka. Samboge Madana Virahe Mohana Namata. Ariruddha Mahabhava Duita Prakar Samboge Madana Virahe Mohana Namata Ariruddha Mahabhava Highly Advanced Ecstasy Duita Prakar Two Varieties Samboge, in actual meeting. Madana. Madana. Virahe, in separation. Mohana. Mohana. Nam, the names. Tar, of them. Translation, Srila Prabhupada, by Srila Prabhupada. Highly advanced ecstasy is divided into two categories, madana and mohana. Meeting together is called madana and separation is called mohana. Okay. Very, lots of, very big topic. I was thinking madana is not madana. Madana, madana mohan. Madana is Cupid, madana. I think it's be the just like the same as Vasudev gives the is the father of Vasudev, so Madana he gives Madana these. He's described here in a little bit maybe. Text 59. Madane chumbanadi haya ananta vibeda. Udgorna Chitra Japa Mohane Dui Beda Madana. Madana is also called Sambhog. And Mohan is also called Viraha or Vipralamba, I guess would be same. Okay, so 59, translation, on the Madana platform, there are kissing and many other symptoms which are unlimited. In the Mohana stage, there are two divisions, Udgurna, unsteadiness, and Chitrajalpa, varieties of mad emotional talks. Purport, by Sri Srila Prabhupada, for further information, see Madhyalila, chapter 187. Lots to talk about today. Anybody questions? No, we can read Madhyalila chapter 1, text 87 is Radhika Unmada Jaiche Udava Darshane Udgurna Prajalpa. No, sorry. Udgurna Pralapa Taiche Prabhura Ratri Dine. Okay, we'll read that because there's not much. I'm qualified not to speak on that. Nothing here for me. Translation. Just as Srimati Radharani talked inconsistently with the bumblebee in the presence of Uddhava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy talked crazily and inconsistently day and night. And purport. This has some purport here. The Unmada. This Unmada madness is not ordinary madness. Hope so. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked inconsistently, almost like a crazy fellow, he was in the transcendental ecstasy of love. In the highest transcendental ecstasy, there is a feeling of being enchanted in the presence of the enchanter. When the enchanter and the enchanted become separated, mohana, or bewilderment, occurs. When so bewildered due to separation, one becomes stunned, and at that time all the bodily symptoms of transcendental ecstasy are manifested. When they are manifest, one appears inconceivably crazy. This is called transcendental madness. In this state, there is imaginative discourse, and one experiences emotions like those of a madman. The madness of Srimati Radharani was explained to Krishna by Uddhava, who said, "My dear Krishna, because of extreme feelings of separation from you, Srimati Radharani is sometimes making her bed in the groves of the forest, sometimes rebuking a bluish cloud, and sometimes wandering about in the dense darkness of the forest. Thus she has become like a crazy woman." So this is talking these symptoms. These are the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's given us opportunity to come from very low state, just like we were saying in the beginning, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came particularly to uplift the fallen. When Krishna was here, he gave some instruction that you can surrender to me. Here, I'm the Supreme Lord. There is nothing greater than me. Matta parataram nanyat. You can surrender to me, but this is how we're supposed to do that. Manmana bhava madbhakto. Become my devotee. Always think of me. Offer obeisances. Thank you. They remind me. Thank you. Yes. So that how to do that was not given by Krishna when he was here. He had that opportunity. He gave. He was enjoying his own pastimes, just like here was described, feeling transcendental pastimes with his devotees, particularly the gopis. The gopis are described as pastimes. So Krishna, he thought better to come and show how to do all this bhakti yoga, how to think of me, how to become my devotee. This time for the appearance of the Lord was there. Krishna thought, okay, I'll come. And at the same time to introduce this Yuga Dharma. And also he had this great desire. Those great desire was there described by, all this is in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He's describes that these things are all given to me. These are, he's not, yeah, that's not, not the one. There we are. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's heard from the mouth of particularly Raghunath Das Goswami, who was the secretary of Swarup Damodar, the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had all this opportunity to hear these pastimes, and this way, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like here in the is being referred to the first chapter of Madhya Lila, that gives a synopsis, the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Charitamrita was written after the Chaitanya Bhagavat and like that. So Chaitanya Bhagavat was there. The devotees were hearing about the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So they wanted to hear something about the later pastimes. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was... What is that? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hayabhya Kuti Kabe Hama Bujava Se Jugala Priti, that we can understand something about these transcendental ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya through the six Goswamis. And the six Goswamis, we don't hear directly from them, but we hear for the, through the spiritual master. The spiritual master is giving us all this information that is very confidential, just like Krishna spoke confidential knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita, more confidential and most confidential, but he didn't give these topics of the... Hey, Krishna didn't give topics of the Brijbasis in the Bhagavad Gita very much. These very hidden, confidential topics. And that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told us that Ramya Kachid Upasana Braja Budu Bargena Yakalpita. These Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given us these higher topics, even the topmost pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. And he's actually, at the same time, he's come to taste them. There's a, in the sixth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes all these things, Shiradaya Pranayama Hima. He's desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. The Supreme Lord, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. That translation, desiring to understand all these things, actually, the you can even intensify that. The word is used, lobat. Lobat sometimes, here it's described as desire, that's okay. But sometimes it's also, loba is the greed. And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that trivida, narakasyadam, dwaram, ashanam, kama, krodha, labo. These things, one of the qualities that can lead us to hell is this loba, this greed. Huh? Huh? Yes, yeah, six enemies. No, this is the three gates to hell. Kama, krodha, and loba. Desire, anger, and greed. So, of course, here, it's described that we don't have anything, we can't have anything that Krishna doesn't have. So how can we be greedy unless Krishna is greedy? Bhargavinda Maharaj gives some examples of the greed that Krishna feels, that That Krishna, as Nrisimhadev, he wanted to sit on his father's lap, but how he can sit on the lap of his father is came from a pillar. And the Chaitanya and Ramchandra, he had one wife. He had some desire for enjoying with others, women like that. So he came as Krishna to enjoy all these things. So greed is there. Here, Krishna had some greed that he wanted to. He saw this Srimati Radharani. She has such great love for me. He heard. Here we're hearing this chapter 1, text 87, how he heard, he sent Uddhava after Krishna left for Mathura. He wanted to check up on the gopis and see how they're doing. He sent Uddhava to console them because they're feeling great separation. He didn't know. He knew, but apparently, he sent Uddhava to deliver this message. And when Uddhava came there, this description is there that Radharani was simply practically unconscious in ecstasy, feeling separation from her beloved Krishna. That sometimes she making her bed in the groves of the forest, sometimes rebuking a bluish cloud, sometimes wandering about in the dense darkness of the forest. Thus, she has become like a crazy woman. So, and then that description is there. She started talking with this bumblebee. That whole thing is coming up next week in Chaitanya, the next verse, is how Radharani was talking in madness with the bumblebee. So these are examples of what does that describe, that the Udgurna Chitrajalpa, transcendental topics of a mad person. So actually, that platform, even though we're coming from the great lowest platform, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dina Patita Pavana Hetu, he's come to deliver the most fallen person's allergies. And even Jagai and Madai, that Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai, that they're the witnesses, they're the examples. And when he delivered them, he said, now we're going to give them this Brahmara Durlabha Prem. I was looking a little bit of this phrase, Brahmara Durlabha, that we have the transcendental love that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the opportunities that are given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very rare for such a personality as Lord Brahma. I found in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, I think Chaitanya Bhagavat was written before all this Lochan Das Thakur's songs. Srila Prabhupada quotes many times that Brahma Durlabha Prem, you know the verse, Brahma Durlabha Prem, that he's come to give this opportunity. But Chaitanya Bhagavat describes a few times Lord Chaitanya giving the he's telling in a dream to Advaita Acharya that you are going to deliver this gift of love of God that is difficult for even Lord Brahma to achieve. That opportunity that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Panchatattva described so nicely in the beginning of the seventh chapter of Adi Lila, that they're plundering the storehouse of love of God. And the more they distribute it, the more the storehouse increases. So anyway, this is the secret of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, that you're giving this Krishna Prem, Krishna Prema Pradayate, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Namo Mahavinaya, the most munificent incarnation of God, because he's giving this Krishna Prem that can't be found in any other incarnation. But he's given that freely to unqualified persons here and there. And that opportunity we have to come to such a state that can't be achieved even very rarely by even personalities like Lord Brahma. So to not take advantage is the greatest misfortune of the living entity. If someone has that opportunity to come this Krishna in contact with this Krishna consciousness movement and he doesn't take full advantage, then is there where it can be Mohasama Patita Prabhu Na Paibar. We can't consider anybody as more fallen than such a person. That's me. So anyway, we have these opportunities, these talking like a madman was described when Lord Chaitanya, he sent one time Jagannanda back to Navadvip with message. He sent some message to Mother Sachi and to the devotees there. He sent some Mahaprasad. And when Jagannanda went to see Advaitacharya, he gave them greetings from Lord Chaitanya. Jagannanda went there. And that time, Advaitacharya, he gave some poem to him to take back to Lord Chaitanya that he says that tell Lord Chaitanya, who is mad in ecstatic love, that everyone has become like him, and then the marketplace rice is no longer in demand. And those who are maddened like him have no interest in the material world, and tell him that he who is mad in ecstatic love is spoken by another person who is mad in ecstatic love. When Lord Chaitanya heard this message, he felt silent, and then Swarup Damodar Goswami asked, like, what is the meaning? What is this meaning? And Lord Chaitanya, of course, Swarup Damodar understood, because he was a very confidential devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He said that, Lord Chaitanya, he simply replied that Advaitacharya is very expert in the regulative principles and he's a great worshiper of the Lord. He invites the Lord to come and keeps him for some time. He offers him worship and keeps him for some time, and then he sends him away, just like they have this Durga Puja in Bengal. They make the deities and then they put them in the Ganga after worshiping them. So this way, after Lord Chaitanya heard this this sonnet by Advaitacharya, his feelings of separation increased two times, and he would exhibit great feelings of ecstasy, and one time he was holding his arms around the neck of Ramananda Roy, and he was asking Swarup Damodar that, where is Krishna? Where is God? Where is the Lord of my life? Where is the moon of the Sri Nanda Maharaj's family? So all these things are described in the later chapters, Antyakand, the Antyalila of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So there's also description. All of these things are described by Rupa Goswami, as we just mentioned, that Rupa Raghunatha Habe Akuti, these Yugalaprati, these things can be understood by the writings of these six Goswamis. So they've been given this Sambhog, this Madan, meeting of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, described in the Ujjvala Nilamani. It says that when Radha and Krishna meet, the following sports usually occur. It's given by And then Ujjvala Nilamani, it describes as Sandarshanam, looking at each other, Jalpa. She was talking at Jalpa, Chitra Jalpa and Prajalpa are the different things. That's coming described in the next verse, there's actually 10 different vijalpa, sujalpa, jalpa, prajalpa, pratijalpa, some all different types of talking occur. But here it's described by Rupa Goswami just jalpa, talks and making false arguments between each other, sparsha, touching each other, vartma nirodhana, obstructing the path, rasa lila, you know what rasa lila, Vrindavan Krita, sporting in the forests of Vrindavan. 7 is Jamuna Kelana, sporting in the waters of the Jamuna. Noka Kela, sporting in a boat. There's a few different pastimes, boat pastimes described by the Goswamis. Excuse me. And then next is Lila Chorja, stealing the flute, clothes, flowers, the different stealing theft pastimes. Danagata Lila, pastimes of charging tax at the ghat. Ghat doesn't mean just bathing ghat, but they're crossing places like that. Kunjadi, what does that say? Kunjadi Linata, hiding in the groves. Madhupan, drinking honey. Madhu Besha Dharana, dressing like a newlywed girl. Kapata Nidra, pretending to sleep. Dutakrita, playing chess or other games like this. Vastra Karshana, snatching each other's cloth. Chumba, kissing, that was described in the verse. Ashlesha, embracing. Nakarpana, scratching with one's fingernails. Bimbadana, Sudapana, relishing the nectar of each other's lips. Samprayog, conjugal meeting. These are the different types of pastimes when Radha and Krishna meet. And the pastimes of separation are also described. That's coming up in the next few verses. They're going to be described. Actually, when we're taking parakramas out in Parshan area, all these different pastimes places are there. Mangar, where Radharani exhibited the pastime of Man, means transcendental anger, or loving anger like that. Prema Vaichitya at Prem Sarovar is there. And what is that? Purvarag at Sanket, just between, halfway between Nandagram and Barshana, where Purvarag means before meeting, the first time you hear about someone, become very attracted. Oh, he's such a person, nice personality, become very much attracted. And what's the other? Durpravas, that just by separation. Just like here when we hear that Krishna went to Mathura, the gopis all became, every day when Krishna went out to herd the cows, the gopis were separated by distance. That's Durbhas, Durprabhas. So all these things are described by the Goswamis. We have opportunity to actually relish these pastimes if we become by chanting the holy name of the Lord. These things are given. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita gives such nice pastimes of this sorup, or what's it, Gopa Kumar. How he, simply by chanting his Madan Gopal mantra, worshiping his Madan Gopal by this mantra that was given by his guru. So this guru gives us the opportunity, simply by following his instructions, one can become from very insignificant position, patita, dina hina, so much insignificant background we've come from. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given through his devotees this opportunity to relish these topics that are very confidential. We have, of course, what is that? Tadasmasaram ridayam patitam. We shouldn't keep the heart steel-framed by not being able to actually relish these topics. But at the same time, such topics are meant for those who are at least come to that platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nasakangshati. If we have hankering and lamenting for material objects, if we're still materially conditioned, Madbhaktam Nasochati Nakangshati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu. Yeah, we have to have equal vision. If we have still friends and enemies, how we can become qualified to understand Madbhaktim Labhate Param. We have to come to that state, that Brahma Bhuta status. Then we can have Madbhaktim Labhate Param. We have to come to that platform at least before we can begin our real devotional service. And then we can, by the grace of the Rupa Raghunatha Pade, through the spiritual master, we can, Jugala Priti, we can understand something a little bit of these most transcendental topics. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given some more. We can have a little bit more here about Madan. There's another name, I guess. Madan is also Modan. Vijay asks, what is Modan? The Adi Ruda is from for the gopis. The Ruda is the queens that we heard last week, I think, or one of the last times I gave class, whatever. Adi Ruda is the greatest transcendental, because the gopis, they're on transcendentally exalted platform above the queens of Dwarka, who enjoy the Ruda Mahabhav. Adiruddha Mahabhav, in which all the sattvika bhavas of the Nayaka and the Nayika are aroused to a much greater extent than in the Udipta condition, is called Modana. In this Modana Bhava, Krishna and Radha feel some anguish and fear. Please describe the position of Modana. Modana does not occur anywhere other than associates of Sri Radhika. Modana is the dearest and most delightful pleasure sport of the Haladini Shakti. In some special conditions of separation, Modana becomes Mohana. And as an effect of this helpless condition and separation, all the sattvika bhavs manifest in the Sudipta condition. Becomes very, Sudipta means very bright, manifest, highly manifest. And so all these things are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jiva Dharma describes these things. These are all in the Madhurya Ras, Stai Bhava, and the stages of Rati. What is Chitrajalpa? Chitrajalpa consists of the discussions that occur when one meets a friend of one's beloved. Tense loving, just like, anyway, that's all going to be described in the coming verses, this topics of Radharani talking with the bumblebee, how she was practically like a crazy personality talking with the bumblebee as the messenger of Krishna. Anyway, anything else? We can read a little bit more here from Mathura meets Vrindavan. Huh? After going to Mathura, Krishna sent his very intimate friend Uddhava to Rajabhumi as a messenger carrying the message of love known as Uddhava Sandesh. Uddhava, you go to Rajabhumi and deliver this message to them. They are feeling very distressed. They are only surviving because I have told them that I would come back. Otherwise, they would have died. Go. Day and night, the gopis were feeling acute pangs of separation from Krishna. They had given up sleeping, eating, everything. They were no longer putting on ornaments or nice saris, nor were they taking care of their hair, which had become all scattered. They had become very skinny and were lying in the dust on the ground, feeling intense pangs of separation. Their hearts were burning in the heat of viraha, separation. Pagala Unmad. Radharani had become mad. Nobody could understand what she was saying. This is Chitrajalpa, the delirium of a mad person. Feeling intense pangs of separation, the gopis were moving here and there in the forest of Vrindavan like mad women, asking every tree and creeper, "Have you seen Shyam? Have you seen Krishna? Is he coming?" Then they saw someone coming through the jungle path that looked exactly like Krishna. One gopi said, "Saki, ini kego, who is he? He looks like Krishna." "Oh, dear girl companion, it looks like Krishna, but there is no peacock feather and no flute, so he is not Krishna. Uddhava looks exactly like Krishna. He is the same age and has the same blackish body. Everything is the same, only he has no flute and no peacock feather." Seeing Uddhava coming nearer and nearer, they could understand, "Oh, you have come here from Mathurapati, Jadupati, Krishna. Krishna has become the leader of the Jadus and of Mathura. Therefore, the gopis referred to Krishna by those names. The gopis used those names because they felt Krishna cheated us. You have come as a dut, a messenger from him. Oh, you black fellows are all unreliable persons." When Uddhava went with the gopis to Radharani, Radharani was lying unconscious. Sometimes she was unconscious and sometimes waking. She had become mad due to her acute pangs of separation from Krishna. When Radharani saw Krishna's intimate friend, Uddhava, great anger arose in her heart, and outside she began speaking like a mad person in delirium. This speech is known as Chitrajalpa, imaginative mad talks. Rupa Goswami has described all of this in Ujjvala Nilamani. This is also goes on that sometimes that I think Lalita Madhava describes how Radharani drowned herself in the Jamuna River. And Jamuna, she's Vishakha, she took her to her, she's the daughter, she's the daughter of the sun god, so she took her to the sun god and gave back that jewel that Krishna had taken from Shankarachuda. That jewel was given that time. And Radharani, a portion of Radharani entered to the Satyabhama of Dwarka, and the jewel that was taken from Shankarachuda was given to the sun god who gave it to his devotee, Satrajit, that Shamantaka jewel. All these things are described in Lalita Madhava, all the six Goswamis, Rupa Raghunatha Pade. So these are the six Goswamis, Tandara Charana Seva Bhakti Sanibas, Janame Janame Ayabilas. All right, so anything else? Actually, I was thinking all the whole thing is described in Chaitanya Chandramrita, no? How these madness of vanchitosmi. We're cheated if we don't take this opportunity that we have to go to this highest. Of course, many times in Chaitanya Bhagavata describes this. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that a bird can only fly according to its ability. So we have only so much ability, we can take as much as we can, but we should develop this greed. We should develop this greed and utilize this greed. Loba Sadhu Sangha Harikata. Kama Krishna Karmarpani. Loba Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jani, Loba Sadhu Sangha Harikata. We should utilize, we should become very greedy to Harikata Sadhu Sangha, to enjoy the topics of Krishna and the dissociations of devotees. So, okay. Anything else? I don't know. You can give the microphone to Puri. You can speak some topics of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how we're, the... Huh? You lost your voice. Yeah. Anything else? Questions or anything? Comments? No? All right. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.